have some injury updates, information. Had a few guys get nicked up yesterday in a game, two of which we're going to go ahead and place on IR, Joe Mays and Dan Gronkowski. We haven't made any decisions on how we're going to replace them in terms of the roster, but there's some balls up in the air right now. Just talked to both of those players, so had some other guys get nicked up, but should be okay. Hopeful to get Goody back this week. Hopeful that McBath will be able to play as well. Still uncertain about Dawkins and Demaryius Thomas, so the rest of the group should be all right. From the game yesterday, after watching the tape, there were certainly opportunities for us in the game. We felt like yesterday's game would be different than the first one, and it certainly was in a lot of ways. There were a lot of adjustments on both sides of the ball that they made, we made. And, you know, there were some things that we did well and certainly plenty of things that we didn't do well enough on offense. Thought that Noshon really did a nice job of running the football. You know, I think we averaged 7 yards a carry. Offensive line did a nice job of blocking their front. You know, but ultimately our lack of execution, our lack of ability to protect the quarterback or convert on our opportunities in the passing game you know, killed some opportunities for us, particularly in the second half down there near the red zone. You know, we had some chances and really just we didn't do much with them. So third down continued to be an issue. We were in a lot of third and longs again. And it's been an Achilles heel for us now for 3 weeks in a row. And we got to address that and try to find a way to stay out of 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 12, 3rd and 13, 3rd and 18, because certainly you're not going to convert many of those. And we thought the time of possession factored into the game, even though we ran the football very well. Only having the ball for 23 minutes in the game certainly affected our defense and affected the flow of the game and was a big factor ultimately in the game. Defensively, still tried to contain their running game, which we had a great deal of respect for going into the game. They did some things made some adjustments in terms of trying to, you know, force us to defend the run a little differently, which they deserve a lot of credit for. Found some ways to get the ball to the edge, which we were adamant about not letting happen. And you know, we were really focused on trying to make sure that we limited Bo's opportunities. I thought Champ had, Champ had a great week of practice and then went out there and backed it up with a great day on the field. I thought Parrish played very well, probably Parrish's best game of his season opposite of Champ in terms of trying to limit their big plays in the passing game. You know, we had some opportunities to try to stop them there late. The 4-minute defense after we punted the football was a similar situation to last week in the St. Louis game. And, you know, we had an opportunity there, and allowing them to get the first down really kind of, you know, took a lot of the time off the clock. And then the, you know, the punt wasn't fielded, and the rest is kind of history. So felt like we played them about even in the kicking game. That's a good team in terms of their specialists, their returners, and thought we did a decent job of covering them. We didn't create a lot of big plays ourselves, but again, it was a day where we kind of played even in that regard. So, questions?
Joe Mays is so good on first and second down. It's such like a bright spot this season. Maybe like give me a final comment on him.
Yeah, really. I talked to Joe. He's definitely been a very valuable addition to our team, not only on defense, but his impact has been there all year in a kicking game, and very unselfish guy that took his role and did the most with it. I think our team has a great deal of respect for his toughness and effort. Plays extremely hard, and you know, we'll miss his impact here the last month of the season, but very grateful that we have him and that we'll continue to move forward with him.
What specifically gave you confidence, Josh, that you'd stop him, you know, like 2 minutes instead of getting the ball back in just some seconds?
Well, we figured, I mean, you know, I think anytime you do that, you gotta have confidence in your defense when you make a decision like that. You have to think that you may be able to change field position a little bit. You know, we were going at that point. We were going with whatever wind there was. So if you can punt the ball, stop them, make them punt it into the wind. We had a bad punt into the wind. They had a couple different ones that were a little shorter. You know, if you can get a return, get the ball at midfield with 2 minutes to go in the game, you know, you got a situation that's very competitive. And you know, we hadn't done a bad job on them after the third quarter of really kind of getting ourselves settled down there and stopping, you know, them from getting the ball to the edge. We figured that they would run the ball three times to force us to use our timeouts. And we had, our run calls on, and unfortunately they got the ball around the corner on that second down and six play. And that really was a huge play in the game.
Gronkowski went back in the game.
Yeah. He's a tough, yeah. I mean, he had it and then he went back in and, taped it again at halftime. And, I love his toughness and we have a great deal of respect for what he tried to do yesterday, cause he did not want to come out of the game. And, as a coach, obviously appreciate that a lot. So he did not re-injure anything.
I guess this is a pretty unusual situation for you, a lot of winning seasons in your past. And now I know you had the carrot, the division, but mathematically now that's not an option. What's left for you as a coach, I guess, to continue, what goals, those type of things, and then how do you motivate your players?
Well, I mean, we're all professionals. And we're all accountable. We're accountable for our best performance every week as a coach, every week as a player. And that's, you know, if you come to work and you know, you're willing to give less than your best performance any day of the week, and in particular on Sundays, then you're not really doing your job. And I think we have a great deal of respect for that. You know, we know that certainly we're disappointed with where we're at, but I don't think that our team, you know, showed up yesterday and did anything less than give maximum effort. Certainly our execution wasn't where we wanted it to be, but, you know, we're responsible and accountable for what we do and for what we put out there, and we're going to continue to come to work and do our job and do it as well as we can. And I think that, you know, I think we have a bunch of people in the locker room that will feel the same way. And we have great leadership, and I think that'll continue to be a positive as we go down the stretch.
Do you feel like you're coaching for your job and the players?
I'm not worried about that. I'm going to coach as hard as I can because that is my job. And that's somebody else's decision.
For players, I mean,
say it again.
Is that a motivation for players?
Well, I think we're all being evaluated with everything we do. You know, every game day that you go out there and put a performance together, whether it's individual or as a team, I think you're being evaluated with what you do with those opportunities. So I think that certainly there's motivation there, individually and collectively, to go out there and do our best.
Josh, you mentioned Parrish might have had his best game, and then
yep.
You also mentioned that Goodman has a shot at coming back.
Yep.
How are you, did he play well enough that he will stay the starter if Goodman comes back? Or?
You know, we'll see. I mean, again, anytime a player's coming back from an injury and hasn't practiced in a while, I think there's always, you know, a period there where you're going to have to see how quickly they work back in, what they can handle right away. I feel good about where Goody's at. But again, we're going to, you know, it's similar to the Robert Ayers situation. He's missed a lot of time, and, you know, so we'll see exactly how that goes. But, you know, we believe that we've got more than a few corners that can play and compete at a high level. And Parrish has improved, I think, from week to week. And, you know, we challenged him yesterday because we knew Champ was going to have a challenge on his hands. And we also challenged Parrish that, you know, if they decide to go ahead and throw the other direction all day long, you know, you better make sure that this is a solid day for you too. And I think he really responded to that. So we'll see as we go through the week and evaluate Goody and see where he's at.
Josh, when you're eliminated, it becomes a balancing act, obviously, between wins and developing certain players. So how do you deal with that balancing act? And you know that a lot of people are wondering about your quarterback situation. What do you want to do the rest of the season?
Try to win. that's what we want to try to do every week. So, you know, I don't think I think there's a lot of time and a lot of things that we get the opportunity to do to develop players. You know, certainly people can make a case for experience being helpful. I think that good experience is always better than just experience. In that regard, I think that the players that have earned that right to play in games at this point in time in the season or have progressed during the course of the year, Eric Decker, for example, yesterday, I think he really he's just gotten better and better every week, and I think that he's kind of found a niche here, and he's created a role for himself, and so that experience is great for him. I don't think that just forcing experience on younger players because your record dictates you can't make the playoffs is necessarily a great formula to use because, again, there's a lot of people, I would hope all of us, that want to win, you know, one game at a time four times. And I think that the best way we can figure to do that, then that's what we want to try to do every week. And that may or may not, you know, mean putting younger players in a position to help us or not. But I certainly don't want to use these last four games, you know, to put players in there that aren't ready to go.
Would it be relatively easier or relatively harder to put a quarterback in that situation, given the scarcity of snaps that a reserve would get?
Yeah, I think it'd
be
harder.
If you're preparing him to start, it goes from 5-10% to 90%.
Yeah.
As opposed to another position.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big discrepancy when you're talking about any player who hasn't really had a lot of reps during the course of the year entirely. I mean, whether it's at quarterback or another position, and then all of a sudden you're going to say, now we're going to go ahead and you're going to get all of them. That's a tough transition for anybody to take, a young player in particular. And I think, too, you also factor in the fact that some of these guys haven't played in a game in a long time. I'm talking about a real, you know, game where they've been in the flow and played a number of snaps. I mean, it's easy to say that experience is great for them, but, you know, there's a team to think about here, too, you know, and I think that, you know, our team, we want to try to win. I think our guys played their butt off yesterday trying to win a game, and we're going to continue to do that. So, like I said, I think that the goal is to win and to try to do whatever the best is in the best interest of our team to win one game at a time four times.
Tebow specifically.
Uh-huh.
You talked about players earning it, like Decker, improvement. Has he gotten to that point now where you would trust him with more time, or are you saying that?
Well, I think Kyle Orton's had a good year. I mean, I don't want to sit here and
say,
okay, then, you know, I think, you know, and that's the case. And so, you know, I understand the question, but I also think that, you know, Tim's tried to do the best he can with the limited opportunities he's had in practice, as Sandy mentioned, about the 5% or whatever, maybe less than that many times. You know, so you get your chances and you work your butt off and try to do that. But again, I think that, you know, we're going to take a view about what's best for the team and consider that, consider all things. And if those things we think could help our football team be better down the stretch, then we're going to do them, no matter what position it is, no matter who it is. If we don't think that, then, you know, we'll make a different decision.
Last question, Les.
Josh. After a game like Champ had yesterday,
yeah,
does that give you pause and make you consider resuming negotiations with him?
Well, I think he certainly showed, you know, what kind of player he can be. You know, I think that's going to take place, or, you know, at the end of the season, and those things will all be decisions that are made after the season is over with. But I don't think I've ever felt differently about Champ Bailey. And I want to make, you know, clear what, and I just talked to him not too long ago this morning about the way he practiced. I think the example he set for our team last week in terms of the effort that he gave Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday was why he played the way he did on Sunday against a great player. And I think that was two great players, you know, working hard against each other all day long. It was a fun battle to view. And I think that Champ, you know, showed why Champ is, you know, still an elite player. And, you know, that's a decision that obviously is going to take two parties to come to and some time. But, you know, there's no question we have a lot of confidence in Champ, or we wouldn't have put him in the position we put him in yesterday.